It's a bright and sunny day at CC Sabathia Field in Vallejo for the Pacific Association baseball tryouts. Players are warming up on the field near the dugout.
I want you guys to line yourselves up, leave the guy enough space to be able to make his play. The next guy come up, first guy go to the back of the line.
That's Mike Samuels, veteran pro baseball player and manager of the Vallejo Admirals, one of four teams in the league. He and coaches for the other teams, the San Rafael Pacifics, the Sonoma Stompers, and the Pittsburgh Diamonds, are looking out for their next star player. Here's Samuels.
I like to see a guy having fun on the baseball field. You don't want to see a guy out there all uptight and scared and apprehensive. You want the guys to come out and be, you know, relaxed.
Samuels says if a guy's having fun, then you know he's confident in his abilities. Mike Shapiro, manager of the Pacifics, says this year's turnout is the most successful in the independent league's four-year history. Shapiro says young players see this league as a gateway to affiliated baseball. And it's happened before. Last year, the Pacific's first baseman, Matt Chavez, penned a deal with the San Diego Padres.
This is the lowest level of professional baseball pretty much you can find. And what you see here are a lot of players who have a huge dream that they want to play pro ball and ultimately make it up to the major leagues. And this is where it starts, at a tryout camp like this.
Conrad Hernandez from the city of Sonoma is one of those players with a big dream.
I've always dreamed to play pro ball. Never had the opportunity. Growing up in Sonoma, it was always either some type of a Latin league or something that was nowhere near any type of pro baseball, and I've always wanted to play at that level. I always felt that I played at that level, but you know, this will determine whether or not I can or if I can't.
Hopefuls come from all across the United States, but many are native Californians. Mitchell Soderston drove up from Visalia in the San Joaquin Valley.
It's just something I always wanted to do, and I feel like if I didn't try it again, it would be because I'd be afraid of not making it anywhere, and so that's why I'm here.
Theo Fightmaster is the manager of the Sonoma Stompers. He says they're looking for players with a diverse skill set.
If a guy has a really strong arm, if he's hitting the ball really hard, if he runs really quickly, you're looking for something that he excels at.
At games, Fightmaster says to expect competitive baseball, talented players, and of course, a lot of fun.
We've got a mascot. The kids run the bases in between innings. The parents are having a beer and a glass of wine. They come out for an affordable family night of fun.
Good hands, baby.
There's still a ways to go for players in the tryout. Close to a dozen will get an invite to spring training, and even less than that will be offered a contract by a team. But for many, like Vallejo's Mike Samuels, who's been playing and coaching for over 50 years, it's more about the love of baseball.
And I enjoy it, and I love it, and I can't get enough. Can't get enough. So I'll be here.
Reporting from CC Sabathia Field in Vallejo, this is Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.